What's good, everybody? It's your boy D-Nice with West Coast Aftershock, back at it with another quick editorial. Today we are talking about the 30-year anniversary of one of the most iconic, most popular, easily top five in hip-hop diss record of all time. Although I'm going to kind of give you my thoughts when it dropped and now kind of 30 years later. With this track, it is Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. Again, for maybe some of you younger fans out there not familiar with Tupac, want to listen to Tupac, you know, definitely you can check out this track. Hit 'Em Up is a diss track by Tupac featuring the Outlaws. It is the B-side to the single How Do You Want It, released on June 4th, 1996. This is from Wikipedia also. The song's lyrics contain extremely vicious insults to several East Coast rappers, chiefly Shakur's former friend turned rival, depending on who you ask, the Notorious B.I.G. The song was recorded at Cam-Am Studios on April 19th, 1996. The previous version of the song was recorded on October 31st, 1995. The bass line and the drum loop on the soundtrack are replayed samples from a song called Don't Look Any Further by XXXTentacion member Dennis Edwards that was previously used in Eric B. and Rakim's Paid in Full, released in 1997. Now, a lot of history with this song. You know, obviously Tupac was extremely upset back then about, you know, the song was a real Biggie releasing the song Who Shot Ya. Tupac has said in many interviews he felt like Biggie maybe was not the one behind him getting shot in 1994 in New York, but he knew who shot him and did not get him that information. I'm not going to get too much into kind of the meat and potatoes of the issue or the beef. This is more about the song. So, you know, the beat obviously said sampled, but Junior Mafia had a Get Money remix, and it also used a very similar sample. So Tupac basically jacked that. He also did that with Toss It Up. We had a very similar beat and melody to No Diggity by Blackstreet. You know, of course, on Toss It Up, he was also going at Dr. Dre and Teddy Riley on that song. Definitely for another time, we could definitely do editorial on that as well. But you know, when this track dropped, you know, like I said, we're talking about 30 years ago, one of the things I think that kind of takes away the impact sometimes with certain songs, whereas, you know, Kendrick and Drake, their back and forth was very quick with the times, you know, instant, you know, loaded up on iTunes, loaded up on Spotify, you listen to it, and people kind of develop their opinions from there. June 4th, 1996, you had to go to like a music store, or if your friend had it and he dubbed it on a tape or a CD to check out music. You know, people talk about bootlegging and everything of that nature. However you get to the music is however you get to the music, or however you get to the information, it's however you get to the information. So to get this song, it was not on any album. It was a maxi single. So it was on California Love, the remix. It was on there that had the Joe Cocker sample on it. You had Hit 'Em Up and you had How Do You Want It. So it was a three singles on there. Hit 'Em Up was the last song. And as soon as you hear the beat drops and all you hear is "That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker," you knew as soon as you heard that the shit was on. Now, as far as other diss records, is it structured as well, or, you know, the lyrical, you know, oh my god, the bars on there, soliloquies or whatever he was saying in there, oh man, he just destroyed the guy. No, Hit 'Em Up really is not bad. I mean, it rhymes, it's dope, but it is more of a shit-talking record. It's kind of in the vein of, like, Not Like Us or Ether, it's still lyrical. There are definitely some bars on there. Whereas I always kind of say Hit 'Em Up is more Ether than Takeover. Takeover was very meticulously put together by Jay-Z, lyrically how he was talking about things and just putting it all together. He really was able to kind of embody how he was like, okay, I'm going to dissect here and there, and I'm completely going in on Mobb Deep, completely going in on Nas. Whereas Nas was more, a little more calculated, but it definitely hit more personal things about Jay. This is what Hit 'Em Up was, and you really didn't have any tracks like Hit 'Em Up before Hit 'Em Up. Definitely not in that same vein as far as a diss record, but first and foremost, just the raw intensity that Pac had on there. Even the outro, fuck Mobb Deep, you know, fuck Chino XL, you know, fuck Biggie as a staff record label, as a motherfucking crew. Like, he just was completely going in as a fuck you record, and that's how it came across. But it was very shocking because that was not really the norm at the time. Tupac had a lot of stuff going on at the time when it was out. You may not know, a lot of people didn't know the backstory, but knowing a lot of things that have happened now on the back end, I'm not saying Tupac was right, but as Chris Rock said, I understand. You got a lot of shit going on. You got a lot you want to get off on your chest. And he was able to do that with this record. Came across, you know, just very venomous and angry. And at first, I wasn't a big fan of Hit 'Em Up. It's not one of my go-to tracks from Tupac or even a lot of the unreleased and remixed Machiavelli songs. I personally think Against All Odds is a better diss record than Hit 'Em Up, but the sheer vibe, intensity, and energy of Hit 'Em Up is completely unmatched. You will not find three diss records in hip-hop more venomous, more just that raw energy than Hit 'Em Up. You just can't find it. And even going into that kind of energy, then going and transitioning then from All Eyes on Me being out for about 4 months at the time, you know, I believe it sold 5 or 6 million records before Tupac died, then to kind of that dark, ominous energy of Machiavelli. And same with Machiavelli. Machiavelli didn't really resonate with me early. As I've gotten older, I love that seven-day Illuminati. I love that Machiavelli record. It's one of my favorite, probably top 10 favorite hip-hop albums all time for me. Again, the views expressed here of West Coast Aftershock, but it took a while because, again, for me at least, I didn't have the background story with Tupac, so I was like, man, he is angry. He is on 10. And again, now, regardless of who points fingers at who and where it starts from or whatever, Tupac was on 10, and you could tell music was his release, and he was going in on everybody around this time frame. Johnny J, rest in peace as well, producer on this record. Classic sample flip, classic beat, everything about it. I would argue to say, you know, Junior Mafia and Biggie sampled it, but everyone remembers Hit 'Em Up to that sample. That's one of those songs that, regardless if it's sampled or not, the producer did it justice on the song that he, you know, decided to put it on. So, again, just easily top 10 hip-hop diss record of all time. It's vibe or energy, uncomfortable. Yeah, but again, Tupac had a lot on his mind, a lot that he wanted to say. By the way, also kind of background with this, there is a unreleased version. I don't believe this would be the second version, but there is another version also with the Outlaws as well, as they are also on Hit 'Em Up, but completely different lyrics, still going in on Biggie and Bad Boy and a lot of other people. And then there's also rumors that there is a third Hit 'Em Up out there. This one was going at Snoop. I don't know the validity of it. depending on who you ask. People say it's out there. Some people are like, nah, never happened. Suge Knight has said in interviews that this song exists. Never heard it or anything of that nature. But, again, 30 years, it's wild how fast time flies. But salute to one of the classic diss records ever in hip-hop history by Tupac, Hit 'Em Up. And I still have that CD, by the way. I don't know where it's at. I'd have to find it. But keep it locked on westcoastaftershock.com. For all of your West Coast hip-hop news and notes. I'll be doing a lot more of these coming up. But signing off, D-Nice. Peace.